This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked before, I think, on this program about economic indicators and how they come, broadly speaking, in two varieties. Lagging indicators telling us what has happened and leading, trying to give us a sense of what is going to happen. There is, in fact, a very specific data set called the Leading Economic Indicators Index. It comes from the Conference Board, and this week's update is that the index rose in February as a sign that the economy is headed in the right direction, which we mention because it was the first up indicator in that series in 2 years. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been looking into what changed.
There are a lot of factors that go into the Leading Economic Indicators Index. Stock prices, manufacturing orders, credit availability, and other indicators that give us hints about future economic activity.
So looking at them as a group gives you a much clearer picture of what's going to happen next in economy, if we're going to tip into recession or we are on the upward trend.
That's the Conference Board's Justyna Jabinska-LaMonica, who puts together the index. She says a big reason why the index turned around last month was that the manufacturing work week got longer. In other words, employees worked more hours.
That means new orders coming in and there is a production going on. It means this production will have to leave the factories and will be sold.
Plus, building permits increased, a sign that housing activity could pick up. Credit was more available, a sign that borrowers might take out more loans. Menzi Chen, an economics professor at the University of Wisconsin, says even if the economy slows down this year, a recession is unlikely.
At least there's strength in the economy, probably enough so that you're not going to go into actual negative growth.
Chen says that's a pretty common view among economists right now. Late last year, Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide, says she was expecting a recession. But in the time since, economic data has come in stronger than she thought.
You know, most notably, it was the employment figures. If more people are working, that just provides a lot of total income for consumers, and then they could continue to spend.
Thing is, Bosjancic says she still thinks a recession is possible. That's because there are parts of the economy that are looking more vulnerable right now, like consumer debt, for instance.
Credit card and auto loan delinquencies are at rates that are typically consistent with the early signs of a recession or recessionary in themselves.
But Bosjancic says that's unlikely to drag down the economy as long as the labor market stays strong. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.